I'm speaking with Annette Peterson and Sue Leeming, who together with Nicole Steenhoff have joined forces for Tender on show at Rockingham Arts Centre. Annette Peterson studied at Curtin University and completed a Master of Design and Art in 2017. She works across painting, animation, mixed media and technology such as smartphones, as well as journalism. Sue Leeming studied at the University of Auckland, graduating with a postgraduate diploma of fine art at its Elam School of Art, completed after a Bachelor of Fine Arts. Her practice is based around paint and drawing mediums. She experiments with the physicality of paint and process to produce abstracted landscapes drawn from her subconscious. Now, all three of you, sadly, Nicole is not with us today as she's off with the flu, but all three of you explore the unseen and the often unnoticed yet metaphysical aspects of life and the world around us. So how did you three come to exhibit together in the first place?
Well, it started with just the thought of this idea of Tender, and this word had come to me. Being a writer, I sometimes think about words, and I was thinking about Tender being, it'll be a good title for an artwork or a good concept to consider. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought about all the different applications of meaning and realised that it's not only a business deal, it's also a tender, a boat, a nautical representation as well. So there were so many different meanings to it. But then I was saw the application for the Rockingham call out, and I saw a photo of me, Sue and Nicole. It came up in my memories. It was this whim on a morning, and it was just like, oh, here's your memories. And I was looking at them, and then I just considered their work, and I thought, based on some of the pre-thought that I'd put into the word, I thought, if I think about it, looking at Nicole's work, she's so tender with her touch, and just such a beautiful way. The ocean is quite a rough place, and same with Sue, she really delicately is able to handle a really rough terrain. And what I found here is a paragraph that I wrote for our application, and I don't think it's been worked upon, but in response to this question, I thought a good way to answer it is that Tender does adequately embody the work of us. And we're all practice-led oil painters, and we're all looking at the landscape realistically or impressionistically and abstractly. And all our styles are quite dynamic. There's a delicate approach to handle treacherous subject matter. So whether it's the surface motion of the depths of the rugged ocean or uneven terrain of the landscapes, the bleak weather conditions, or whether it, the landscape seeps in an emotional memory, it's the hustle and bustle or the hustle and bustle of the everyday commute. Each of us are able to exhibit a gentleness and a finesse that the touch of painting offers. And so the more I thought about it, the more I realised that we can transform complex subject matter into something quite beautiful. And so in that way, Tender is more than a word, and it's our journey into looking through paint, how we can extend our initial practice with this word. It's not sort of plied on top. It's kind of really embodies what we do anyway. So the more I thought about it, I just thought this would work out wonderfully. So I think it was a Sunday morning, and by 9 o'clock Sunday morning, I was like, okay, let's apply.
So how did you feel about the whole idea at the beginning?
Oh, look, when I got the call from Annette asking if I'd be interested, there was just an instant recognition in myself that yes, I related totally to the theme, but she saw that in my practice. We've really got to become quite close, I think, over the last few years. There's been a lovely friendship developing, so I knew. I sort of think when dealing with a subject area with such depth, having that depth of relationship, I don't know if you'd agree.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and with Nicole as well.
Yeah.
That connection, there'd been a natural attraction to one another. Mm. Practice and approach and personality. And, of course, we just all love paint.
I'd like to explore how each of you approached this theme. And as Annette mentioned, it's a word loaded with connotations.
Yeah.
Could be explored from multiple angles. And Annette, we should mention, is also, as she mentioned, a writer, a freelance writer for the Artist Chronicle, of which I'm the publisher. So we have been in contact over some years, have we not, Annette?
Yep. Yep. And again, a beautiful friendship developed. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how have you, expressed the tender in this exhibition, Annette?
Well, just after we put in the application, I was accepted as artist in resident at Mount Flora for the City of Stirling. And so I thought, what perfect timing than to get to apply this idea to that landscape. And I thought, being Mount Flora, it's in this local suburban setting, which is very much part of my practice anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll just, spend that time and develop a critical mass while I was there. And as I did a lot of walking, which I do anyway, but I was looking for those unseen moments. Then in my application for that, I did say that I was, my focus would be on tender exchanges that I saw, whether it was in the street with the houses and cars, or whether it be in the landscape, the flora and fauna. And so I was on the lookout from the beginning for those tender moments and tender exchanges. And so a lot of the initial paintings are just reflections of really quite significant moments that helped build this definition, because I didn't really know how to approach it to begin with, because I thought, it's such a big word. How am I going to approach it? But I knew it was going to come. And so there was moments where I just felt that it was never just one beautiful moment. It was sort of tied with these two forces. And at first I didn't quite understand it, but then I was looking at a tree, one of the gum trees, or a few of the gum trees had the really low boughs or boughs of trees scraping through the sand underneath and really indenting into the land. The definition came to me, and it was like it all came together. I think I was in week two, and I realized that for me, tender was definitely a soothing to something of discomfort. So the tree scraping out the ground, it was like the earth was comforting the tree, and like a mother soothing a child. And I thought, well, you've got to have a sense of pain or discomfort with a sense of soothing or consolidation there. And so I just thought, I just looked for moments like that, and suddenly became apparent, like I was there at dawn, and so the dawn, beautiful bush moment, but there were cars and streets around, so like there was that moment, but then there was this discomfort as well. So but the longer I stayed, the more I realised it was totally represented in the limestone. So the limestone, I think after it was, I was aware of it at the time, but not as, it became something even deeper after the residency and in the process of painting, that the limestone and what limestone is, how responsive it is to the environment and to the weather, and it really became a huge focal point for me as a representation of Big Deadly Tender.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
So how did your work develop for the theme of the exhibition, given your work is drawn from your subconscious?
Well, I think I'm thinking about this a little bit, actually. Developing the work perhaps isn't so much my approach, but rather finding keys to draw what is already within me out through the subconscious. And subconscious, I think that for my definition of subconscious, it's become almost an umbrella term of my unseen world, my inner self. So whether it's a neuroscience approach to the subconscious and non-conscious brain, or whether it's the human spirit, whether it's memory, whether it's, for me, a big one in regard to the landscape is bodily memory as well, which then plays into the walking. around my local environment. So those that don't know, I live at Byford, which is at the foot of the Darling Range. It's a really beautiful area and reminds me very much of home, which is one of
in Auckland, the Ray, I take it. Yeah.
Yeah. Every now and then I expect to see my mountain, Taranaki, up over the hills when the clouds flare.
Yeah. So when did you come here?
98.
98. What was the reason for it?
A man. I came for love.
Oh.
Okay. I thought it might only be a couple of years, but here I still am. Yeah, 27 years later.
It happens.
It does. So, subconscious. So, you know, having this, like, I'm naturally introspective anyway, which most artists are. And so what I noticed what's developed over the last few years, maybe the last 10 years particularly, since beginning to re-emerge with my practice, is that relationship between the external act of actually painting and pushing the work around, whether it be with the ink. I have really sort of been using a lot of ink, boring and pulling and pushing over the last few years, and that becoming a device to, I don't know, as I work, it begins to stir up those inner stories and the imagery that's always latent there within me. When I'm actually walking in the landscape, it's more about being present. It really awakens my inner self. I'm sure everyone has that. You know, we go for, don't we, so we can just breathe, calm ourselves, relax, soak in the world around us, and it's so cathartic and therapeutic. I haven't tended to go down the on-plane air pathway, actually, like working directly in the landscape or drawing from it, but it's more absorbing into myself. And then it wasn't deliberate, but Annette, you'll be aware, there was a point where I was walking, and then in the process of making the tender work, and then suddenly I stopped walking, and I was thinking, oh, I'm getting lazy. But no, that was part of my process, because then I cocooned in my studio, which replicates my internal world, and just immersed myself in the language of paint.
Yeah.
And it just gave me space from the noise of the external, I think. So it's a little bit of a dance between the, you know, what's inside us and what we're around.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, Nicole's subject matter, the sea, the sea is right outside her door, and her window is seen constantly throughout the day. She lives right on the road across from the vast Indian Ocean in shoal water. And her practice is really about about the tenderness of the ocean environment, which, you know, many people would see as a dangerous environment.
Mm. Well, she also has some sculpture in the work, and a lot of her inspiration was driven by the haptic qualities of painting and the touch. And so she, a lot of her work you'll see in the show is being inspired by the Fibonacci spiral found in the abalone shells as the shell to be held. And so the abalone shell has been a big part of her inspiration for the show, and the colours, and as well as water as well. So I think for her it was about what can be held tenderly in the grasp of the hand, and I thought that was a beautiful interpretation.
She's used a lot of recycled materials over the years as well, using some really interesting recycled materials or fan materials too, so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And there's a workshop too that she'll be offering, and there's only 8 people in that. She's got a very restricted number, but that hopefully that will happen, and hopefully she'll be able to offer that to people if they're interested. Yeah.
So is this the first time any of you have exhibited at Rockingham Arts Centre?
Yes, actually.
Well, except for the Rockingham Art Award.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All three of us are there, and I think Nicole's won a few of the local artists she has over the years.
Yeah, that's right. So how has this experience been as an exhibition, you know, just between the three of you rather than a large group show?
For me, it's I've actually thoroughly enjoyed the whole process. it's been fantastic because you know, that they're both great listeners and just having someone else that's sort of thumbing the dance, I guess.
Yeah.
At the same time as you, we've had some wonderful conversations. We've met together regularly, studios is it. Just having another angle of insight.
Yeah. We aren't this far away from each other too. So it's been interesting going all the way out to Bicet, and I live up north of the Killeries area. And so... It's been nice to see each other's spaces and to share moments together. And I think as artists, you might go to art exhibitions and openings as the like, but to have that social engagement isn't as common as what you would like it to be. Well, for me anyway, I don't know, I'm pretty busy. So that's been really nice. We've actually carved out time for that. But in response to exhibiting at Rockingham, the staff are fantastic. They've been so supportive. And, you know, just to even be chosen, it was just, they've really changed. Something's happening, and the quality and the elevation of what they've been doing there, it's an honour to be part of that shift in their approach to the art world. And I think the Rockingham Art Awards have helped elevate that as well. It's really lifted to a place that is quite a premium here in Perth at the moment. So I'm it's a wonderful experience. And knowing that all the councillors and the mayor, they get behind every art awards and every exhibition. And over the last year, I've been going to quite a few of the openings because Harold Juvie, all the artists in residence for the City of Stirling, all happened to get exhibitions at Rockingham. So it's been nice to support each other in the openings as well. So, and just being, there's a beautiful community spirit with Rockingham and your art centre. So that's been lovely.
Yeah, well, congratulations to all three of you on the show. And again, Tendra is on show at Rockingham Arts Centre from the 30th of July until the 17th of August. You can find out more about the exhibition by visiting the Rockingham Arts Centre website or on Artable, the Art Finder.